Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Recently in our study, we talked about Prophet Abraham, as Muslims claim to believe in Prophet Abraham. But how can you believe in a prophet when you don't know anything about him or his family? And that will lead us in our study to learn about Joseph, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham. But before we get to our study of the story of Joseph in the Quran, which Muhammad gave a full chapter, that is Quran chapter 12, as we do our commentary on Quran chapter 12, let us talk a little bit about the descendant of Abraham. Yes, we know from the Bible that Abraham has a son by the name Isaac and a grandson by the name Jacob. But how much do Muslims know about them? If we examine every time Allah mentioned the names Isaac and Jacob, how much can we learn about Isaac and Jacob from these verses? Don't forget now that Muslims believe that the Quran is the perfect word of Allah, the complete word of Allah. I do not need to go to the Bible like Ibn Kathir, the great Muslim scholar, said, to add any information to that which is written in the holy word of Allah in the Quran. As a matter of fact, Ibn Kathir said he will only use the Bible as a dessert, not as a real meal or part of the real meal, which is the word of Allah of the Quran. So, let us examine together all that which is written in the Quran about Prophet Isaac and Prophet Jacob. How do we know that they were prophets? It's very simple, because the Quran said so. But how much do we know about Isaac and Jacob? That is what we'll see here together. First of all, the name Jacob and Isaac were mentioned in the Quran 16 times. And we'll do our best today here to cover all these 16 verses where we read about Isaac and Jacob. First time we read the name Jacob in the Quran, it's in Quran chapter 2 and verse 132, where Allah said, and Abraham advised by it, and it here is to become Muslims, his sons and Jacob. And here is a quotation, O my sons, surely Allah has chosen the religion for you, so do not die except you are Muslims. First of all, Muhammad scholars, all of them, did not know what Allah meant by Abraham's sons. Because I don't think they know that Abraham had two sons who are Ishmael and Isaac. And obviously the rest of the sons, the descendant of Keturah, which we read about in Genesis chapter 25. But what do we learn from that verse? We learn that Abraham was a Muslim and he wanted his sons who would come after him to die as Muslims. First time we read Isaac, it is in Quran chapter 2 and verse 133. For there we read, or were you witness when death came to Jacob, when he said to his sons, what will you serve after me? They said, we will serve your God, the God of your fathers, Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac, one God, and to him we are Muslims. Notice here, the Quran mentioned Ishmael as one of the fathers of Jacob. But who is Jacob's father? Once again, it was a simple question from Jacob to his sons, which by the way, Muhammad does not know who they were. According to the Quran, he never mentioned any names except Joseph, which we will be talking about in our next broadcast. But the answer of his sons was, we will serve your God and the God of your fathers. Who are the fathers? Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac. Wait a minute. Ishmael is the uncle of Jacob, not his father. But somehow Muhammad made a boo-boo in the Quran by telling us that Ishmael is the father of Isaac. Because
you see, the true biblical reading should go, it is Joseph, son of Jacob, son of Isaac, son of Abraham. That is the right way to say the names. You could not mention uncles in the middle of the list of the fathers.
Here in the Quran, Jacob is the son of Isaac, is the son of Ishmael, is the son of Abraham. That does not make any sense, because Isaac and Ishmael are brothers, are not father-son. Abraham did not have a son by the name Ishmael, and then Ishmael have a son by the name Isaac. No, 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 no. But Abraham have two sons, one by the name Ishmael and the other by the name Isaac. Therefore, Jacob's uncle is Ishmael, not grandfather. And Jacob is the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, and no mention of Ishmael at all as one of the fathers of Jacob. This is a problem. I don't think Muhammad had a clue about who were the descendants of Abraham. Let's move on to the second time we read the names Isaac and Jacob in the Quran, which is in the same chapter, Quran chapter 2, verse 136. For there Allah said, say, we believe in Allah and what has been sent down to us and what has been sent down to Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the Asbat, which is the tribes, the 12 sons of Jacob, and what has been given to Moses and the rest of the names which Muhammad copied, obviously, from the Bible. Notice when Muhammad copies these names in that list, he does not mention the fabricated names which he gave to us in the Quran about Hud or Saleh or Shaib and all these made up stories. Because obviously here Muhammad knew that these are not true prophets. Or why not mention them as part of the sons of Abraham? But what is the most important part of Quran 2:136? They said they believe in Allah and what has been sent to Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob. Now, if you ask Muslims, what did Allah send down on Ishmael? They have no idea. How about Isaac? They have no idea. How about Jacob? They have no idea. How about the sons of Jacob, the tribes? They have no idea. You see, it's just list of names.
And they believe things.
They have no idea and have no ties to that list of names. Because obviously, Ishmael was not a prophet. Isaac, yes, because he's a continuation of Abraham, descendants from which the blessing, that is the seed, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, will come to this world. Jacob, yes,
for he believed in the promises God gave to Abraham, and he requested his sons to take his body back to be buried next to Abraham. And so is Joseph, who also requested that his body to be returned to Israel, and he told his brothers that the Lord will provide a leader in the future who will take them back to the promised land, whom we know to be Prophet Moses.
But what do we learn about Isaac and Jacob from Quran 2:136? We learn nothing. Literally, that's what it is. Because there is no message or any information there. Let's move on to the third time.
We learn about Isaac and Jacob in the Quran.
And that is in verse 140 of Quran chapter 2. For there we read, or do you say, surely Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the tribes were Jews or Christians? What a great question. Is that what people say? That Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the 12 sons of Jacob were Jews or Christians? I never heard any Christian ever say that those people were Christians, because we know they're Jews. I mean, Jesus came 1800 years after Abraham. So how can all these people know or believe in Jesus? Unless you talk about the great manifest when Jesus spoke to Abraham in Genesis 18 in the flesh before the two angels sent to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. That experience itself will make me believe that Abraham saw Jesus and Abraham believed in Jesus. And that's exactly what Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 8 and verse 56. That is when Jesus said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Abraham believed.
that Jesus would be his seed, and through Christ, salvation will be offered to the whole world.
Let's continue with the verse to see what else Muhammad said. For there we read, say, do you know better or Allah? And who is more unjust than he who hides the witness which he has from Allah? And Allah is not unaware of what you do. The question was given, but the answer was never given. Why? Because in Quran chapter 2 verse 133, we know that Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac believe in one Allah, and they were Muslims. This is exactly what we read in verse 133.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Let's continue with Quran chapter 3 and verse 84. Where we read again the names Isaac and Jacob. Say, we believe in Allah and in what He has sent down on us and what has been sent down on Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the tribes and in what has given to Moses and Isa, and go on and on with the rest of the cocktail of names. And what do we learn about Isaac and Jacob? We know that Allah sent something down on them, some kind of prophecy or some kind of revelation. But what was it? We do not know. We mentioned recently in Quran chapter 11 and verse 71, when the visitors told Abraham about the birth of his son Isaac. And let me remind you again what we read there in Quran chapter 11 and verse 71. And his woman, Allah meant his wife, was standing by, so she laughed. So we give her the good news of Isaac, and after Isaac, Jacob. First of all, we know it is a comedy for people to laugh before the joke is told. And we know she laughed, and then the good news was given that she'll have Isaac and Jacob. Any person with common sense or logic will assume that Isaac and Jacob are two brothers, because she will have Isaac and Jacob. The Quran did not say Isaac, and Isaac will have a son later by the name Jacob. But we gave her, that is the wife of Abraham, the good news of Isaac and after Isaac, Jacob. But what do we know about Isaac or Jacob? We know nothing. Let's move on to Quran chapter 12 and verse 6. And likewise, your Lord will choose you and will teach you the interpretation of the saying, and will fulfill His grace on you and on the family of Jacob as He fulfilled it before on your fathers, Abraham and Isaac. Wow. Here is Jacob speaking to his son Joseph, and he mentioned Isaac as one of the fathers of Joseph. But what do we know about Isaac? Still nothing.
In verse 38 of Quran chapter 12, the names Jacob and Isaac are mentioned one more time. In this context, Joseph himself was speaking to the prisoners who were with him in Egypt. As he said, "And I follow the religion of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob." And what was the religion of Joseph's fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? It was Islam. Why? Because, as we mentioned earlier, Abraham was a Muslim and he commanded his children to become Muslims after him. So that is the norm. If we go together to Quran chapter 14 and verse 39, we read the name Isaac one more time. "The praise be to Allah who has granted me in my old age Ishmael and Isaac. Surely my Lord is the hearer of the calling." Here is Abraham praising Allah because he gave him in his old age two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. What do we learn from that verse about Isaac or Ishmael? Absolutely nothing. Next, we'll move to Quran chapter 19. And in verse 49, we read, "So when he had separated from them and what they serve rather than Allah, we granted to him Isaac and Jacob, and each of them we made a prophet." Wow. Isaac and Jacob were granted to Abraham, and each one of them Allah made a prophet. Now, what was their prophethood? What was their teaching? To whom they were sent? How people received their prophecy? Did people believe or reject them? Were their people punished or rewarded? As the rest of the prophethoods, which we read about in the Bible or, as a matter of fact, in the Quran, we still do not know anything about Prophet Isaac nor Prophet Jacob. All that we have here is only the name Isaac is mentioned in the Quran, like the name Jacob is mentioned in the Quran. Now the name Isaac and Jacob is mentioned in Quran chapter 21 and verse 72. "For there Allah said, and we granted him," that is Abraham, "Isaac and Jacob as extra, and we made them both doers of good." Wow. We learned in previous chapter 19 that they were prophets. Now we know from Quran chapter 21 that they were also doers of good. But beside that, we know nothing about Isaac nor Jacob. Let's move on to Quran chapter 29. And in verse 27, we read, "And we granted him," that is Abraham, "Isaac and Jacob, and we assigned the prophethood and the book to his descendants, and we gave him his wage in this world, and surely in the hereafter he is among the good." Once again, what we have here is simply the name Isaac and the name Jacob, but no information, no details whatsoever about who they were or what message did they have for the people whom Allah sent them to be as prophet or messengers. We'll move on to Quran chapter 37. Once again, in verse 112, we read, "And we gave him the good news of Isaac, a prophet among the good." That is Allah telling Abraham that his son Isaac will be a prophet and he will be among the good. But how this happened, where this happened, when this happened, no information whatsoever. In the following verse, 113, "And we blessed on him," that is Abraham, "and on Isaac, and from their offspring, an obvious doer of good and unjust to himself." Once again, Abraham's name is mentioned in the word him and Isaac to be his son, and nothing really serious about Isaac at all. Last time we read about the names Isaac and Jacob in the Quran, it's in Quran chapter 38 and verse 45. That is the 16th time where Muhammad mentioned Isaac and Jacob in the Quran. For here we read, "And remember our servant Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, who have substantial hands and vision." Wow, they were so strong in their hands, and they have good eye to see maybe far, far away. What did we learn from the Quran about Isaac and Jacob? We learned nothing. If you want to know the truth about Isaac and Jacob, I can lead you to a simple book. It's called the Book of Genesis. And you do not have to read their story in 16 or 20 places, but in a few chapters, and you can learn everything you need to know about Isaac and Jacob. But amazingly, Muslims believe in Prophet Isaac. Muslims believe in Prophet Jacob. And in reality, from all that which is written in the Quran, we know nothing about Isaac and we know nothing about Jacob. And as we continue our study, you will see that Ibn Kathir is explaining to us everything he can about Jacob by telling us the story of his son Joseph, which does not make any sense. You could not know my father by learning about my life, that is Usama. Why? Because my father lived 50 years before I was born. Which means, how in the world are you going to know about my father's life by knowing about me? And you know nothing about me until I get older in age. Maybe someone will say, you need to read scholars' interpretations so you can know about Prophet Isaac, and you can know about Prophet Jacob, and you can know about Prophet Ishmael, and you can know about Prophet this and Prophet that. Trust me, your scholars are a bunch of liars. They're making something out of nothing. We read together the 16 locations in the Quran where there was mention of Isaac and Jacob. You can go back yourself and read the entire Quran. And trust me, you will learn nothing about Abraham or Isaac or Jacob or Ishmael or the 12 sons of Jacob. What Muslim scholars always do is very simple. You go back to the Bible and pick up some information which Muhammad forgot to mention in the Quran and they insert it as an interpretation. You cannot interpret information that does not exist in the verses of the Quran. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.